Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we turn complex financial reports into clear, actionable insights. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into Altria Group's first quarter 2026 earnings call. And wow, there's a lot to unpack here, including a CEO transition and some fascinating market dynamics in both cigarettes and nicotine pouches.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk numbers first. Altria delivered a solid start to 2026 with adjusted diluted EPS growing 7.3% in first quarter. They're maintaining their full-year guidance of $5.56 to $5.72 per share, which represents 2.5% to 5.5% growth.
That's a strong performance, but what really caught my attention was the underlying story about consumer behavior. Jordan, can you break down what's happening in the cigarette market?
Sure thing. So there are two major trends colliding here. First, we're seeing moderation in the e-vapor category, particularly those illicit-flavored disposable products that have been stealing cigarette smokers for years. Federal and state enforcement is finally having an impact, and it looks like the category may have hit a saturation point.
Which is helping cigarette volumes, right? They declined only 4% when adjusted for trade inventory movements, compared to much steeper declines we've seen in recent years.
Exactly. But here's the fascinating part. All of this volume improvement is happening in the discount segment, not premium. Consumers are under serious economic pressure. Gas prices spiked, inflation is still biting, and people are trading down to cheaper brands.
And Altria is capturing that trade down with their Basic brand. The numbers here are pretty impressive. Basic grew 2.4 share points year over year in the discount segment. Meanwhile, Marlboro actually lost 1.4 share points overall, but gained in the premium segment specifically.
That's the beauty of their portfolio strategy. They're essentially playing both ends of the market. When premium smokers stay loyal, Marlboro captures them. When economic pressure forces people to trade down, Basic is there waiting.
Now, let's talk about the growth story, oral nicotine pouches. This category is absolutely exploding. Jordan, what's happening with their on-brand?
The oral nicotine pouch segment now represents 58% of the total oral tobacco category. That's remarkable growth. Altria's on. Portfolio shipped nearly 18% more volume, hitting over 46 million cans in first quarter. They launched on, plus nationwide in March, and it's already in about 100,000 stores.
What makes on? Plus special?
Two things. It's the first and only product authorized under the FDA's pilot program for nicotine pouches, which should give them a regulatory advantage. And they're marketing it as the softest pouch on the planet, using their proprietary Nikosilk technology. They're really trying to differentiate on the user experience.
Speaking of the FDA, there was interesting commentary about the regulatory environment. CEO William Gifford, and by the way, this was his final earnings call, was pushing hard for the FDA to streamline authorizations for e-vapor products.
Right, and his logic makes sense. The e-vapor category is still about 70% illicit products. Gifford argued that faster authorizations combined with sustained enforcement could create a compliant marketplace where authorized manufacturers can serve adult consumers with quality products.
Let's talk about that CEO transition. Gifford is stepping down, and Sal Mancuso seems positioned to take over. Any concerns there?
From the call, it seemed like a smooth transition. Gifford spoke confidently about the leadership team and strategy going forward. Mancuso has been deeply involved. He handled most of the detailed financial discussion and seemed very comfortable with the numbers and strategy.
One thing that stood out to me was their capital allocation. They paid $1.8 billion in dividends and bought back $280 million in shares in just one quarter. That's substantial shareholder returns.
and they maintain their strong balance sheet with a debt-to-EBITDA ratio of 1.9x. They also have that investment in Anheuser-Busch InBev that contributed $160 million in equity earnings. It's like they're running a cash generation machine.
During the Q&A, analysts really pressed on the guidance. They had strong first quarter performance, but didn't raise full year guidance. Management cited macroeconomic uncertainty, gas prices, inflation pressures on lower income consumers.
That was smart positioning, I think. They're seeing some positive trends with e-vapor enforcement and cigarette volume stabilization, but they're also seeing their core consumers under real economic pressure. The discount segment growth tells that story clearly.
What about competitive dynamics? There was an interesting question about whether they'd use their traditional tobacco brands like Copenhagen for nicotine pouches.
Gifford explained they can't do that because of the master settlement agreement. They can only use tobacco brands on products that actually contain tobacco. So they're sticking with on as their nicotine pouch brand, which seems to be working well.
Looking forward, what should investors watch?
Three key things. First, how the consumer holds up under continued economic pressure. Watch that discount versus premium mix. Second, the rollout of on. Plus, and whether it can gain meaningful market share in that fast-growing nicotine pouch category. And third, e-vapor enforcement and whether it continues to benefit cigarette volumes.
And don't forget the leadership transition. While it seems well-planned, any major change at the CEO level is worth monitoring, especially in a company navigating multiple category shifts simultaneously.
Absolutely. Overall, though, this looks like a company that's managing through significant industry transitions pretty effectively. They're playing defense with cigarettes while investing in growth with nicotine pouches, all while generating substantial cash flow.
The market dynamics are fascinating. You've got enforcement changing the e-vapor landscape, economic pressure changing consumer behavior, and new nicotine delivery products reshaping the entire category.
Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize that everything we've discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Great point, Jordan. That's our breakdown of Altria's first quarter 2026 results. The tobacco giant continues evolving with changing consumer preferences and regulatory landscapes, while maintaining that dividend-paying, cash-generating profile that income investors have long appreciated.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Until then, keep investing wisely. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.